to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live listener interactive real estate radio show. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
There and welcome to a very special remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary. This is Ray Post, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, and I invite you to join all of us here today at 930 Cerro de la Paz, a magnificent five-bedroom estate property sited on over 8 acres of land and located only minutes from downtown Santa Fe. Simply take Hyde Park Road, make a left on Gonzales Road, and then another left on Cerro de la Paz, and just follow the Sotheby's open house signs to 930. And when you get here, you'll be able to tour this beautiful home, grab some refreshments, and also enjoy all the real estate commentary that my special guests will be offering. So come on over to 930 Cerro de la Paz off of Hyde Park Road and Gonzales Roads, just a short drive from Santa Fe's downtown plaza. Co-hosting the show with me today are my Sotheby's International Realty broker colleagues, Roxanne Apple, Casey Martin, and Abigail Davidson. And providing his ever-colorful and knowledgeable commentary is Santa Fe's own title insurance star, Mr. Steve Riemann, Santa Fe area manager with Fidelity National Title. As always, great to have you co-hosting the show with me, Steve.
Ray, what a pleasure it is to be at 930 Cerro de la Paz today. What a wonderful oasis in the world. We're inviting right now all of our listeners to get in the car. Skip the show if you have to. Get in the car and come see this wonderful property.
Well, okay, I can only amend that, but don't skip the show. Well, I guess you could skip it if you're driving, but you can listen to it in the car radio. And I was telling Mark French of First National Bank earlier, Steve, that if we could do our remote broadcast from this location from now on out, I think we would be terribly happy from this point forward.
Not only would we want to do the radio show every week, but I'm thinking about moving into one of these wonderful guest rooms and just moving in.
Okay, well, all you have to do is bring a checkbook with you, so I'm sure Roxanne Apple will be happy to talk to you. In a minute, Roxanne, Casey, Abigail, Steve, and I will talk about the features of this extraordinary property here at 930 Cerro de la Paz. I also invite you to go to our website to see all the businesses who are fans of All Things Real Estate and offer an array of very useful services. Again, simply go to allthingsrealestateradio.com. Again, that's allthingsrealestateradio.com. And some of these companies are actually going to be represented here today, so you can come on over and get some great real estate-related advice and also take a tour of this fabulous home. I'd like to take a moment to once again thank all of you out there for supporting All Things Real Estate. Last Sunday, June 5th, we celebrated the two-year anniversary of the show, which we would never have achieved without the support of our loyal listeners. At the end of this month, we're going to be launching some major new enhancements to the program, including live Internet streaming of each week's show. Now, what this means to you is that anyone, anywhere in the world, and maybe that's a little too much hyperbole, but anyone certainly within Santa Fe and beyond can listen to the show via their computer or web-enabled device, which we are very excited to be able to offer. So with Gino Thompson, my producer, back at the KTRC studio, and Braden, my very able technician here at 930 Cerro de la Paz, I want to kick things off by getting some state-of-the-market commentary from the advisor to All Things Real Estate, Mr. Andrew Hoffman. Welcome to the show, Andrew. And by the way, welcome from your trip to South America. How was that?
The third world is still the third world.
Okay. Well, what do you have? What do you have for the listeners today when it comes to the state of the market?
Our mantra for the last year has been, now is the time. Housing prices have dropped and rates were low, and I think it's now time to say one more time that now is the time. Last December, the 30-year rate jumped from an incredibly low 4 3/8 to 5 1/4 in a very short period of time, signaling what I thought was the end to the federal government's direct involvement in the manipulation of rates and the pass-through of a very rocky time in our financial history. I forecast then that by the end of this year, we would see rates at 5.5%. It appears that the economy is sputtering, and now the free market seems to be responding to that by increasing the demand for the relative safety of mortgage-backed securities. We've talked recently about changes that may occur in the mortgage world that will most likely drive rates for some loans considerably higher. And federal regulators continue to hack away at what they believe are the causes for the financial meltdown over the past 2 years. Housing prices nationally seem to be still dropping, but locally, I'm hearing anecdotally that even though there seem to be more houses on the market, that in some price ranges, prices are sort of leveling off. This, coupled with a 30-year mortgage rate today at 4.5%, should induce anyone sitting on the sidelines to act now. In the last month, rates have dropped from 4.875% to 4.5%. The savings just in mortgage rate are about $45 a month on a $200,000 mortgage, which is the equivalent of increasing one's buying power by 4%. Or put another way, the same house at the same price just dropped in value or in price by 4%. What better time to repeat my mantra? Once again, now is the time.
Yeah, a mantra that we have been beating, as they say, that horse into the ground over and over again. And finally, people are getting the message, I believe. You're seeing an uptick in buyers that are off the fence, taking advantage of the good inventory and these moderate prices and obviously these historically low interest rates. So as always, Andrew Hoffman, advisor to all things real estate, thank you for your commentary.
Thank you.
And enjoy this tour of this beautiful house.
Beautiful.
Right?
It's a wonderful house.
Yeah, and it's an extraordinary location. I was saying to Roxanne Apple earlier that this is like, I feel like I'm in Tuscany. I really do. Anyway, with that, I want to invite my broker colleagues, Roxanne Apple and Abigail Davidson, to join me and Steve Riemann, if you'd like to come back. Steve from Fidelity National Title. Telling the listeners about this very unique estate property here at 930 Cerro de la Paz. Welcome to the show, Abigail, because you have to run out quickly, I know, and Roxanne, delighted to be here with you.
We're delighted to have you here. We're excited about having you, and we're very excited about this house.
You have every reason to be. And Abigail, I think maybe what I'm going to do is I'm going to start out my conversation with you because I know you need to leave for another engagement. Let's take your broker hat off for a second. You're a very well-respected, knowledgeable, experienced broker in Santa Fe. But as a civilian, take your hat off and tell me what you think of this property.
As a civilian walking to this property, just driving up the driveway and entering a courtyard that has this incredible fountain and beautiful landscaping into a house that is really sizable. This is a major downtown estate, very, very close in, but you feel like you are in the middle of an oasis.
Mm-hmm.
What I think is most remarkable about this house, and Roxanne and I have the opportunity to see and represent many beautiful homes in Santa Fe, what is most remarkable is the fact that this feels like a home. It's a very large estate, and yet it doesn't feel like you're in the middle of La Fonda.
Yeah, not that there's anything wrong with
that.
Not
that there's anything wrong with La Fonda, and it is a beautiful, beautiful place.
Right.
But in terms of living and scale,
right,
for a home, for a private residence, it just wraps its arms around you.
Well, I couldn't have asked for a better civilian sort of summary of the attributes of this property. Let me shift over to your colleague, Roxanne Apple, who is the co-listing broker of this property, along with Casey Martin. Roxanne, this property has a lot of history to it. The people who own it have done some extraordinary things with it, furnishings and the like, and we'll talk about that. But won't you give a little bit of the history of this estate so that the listeners have all sorts of good reasons to come over today?
I'm happy to do that. It was built, I think, in 1937-38 by Dr. and Mrs. Fisk. Vivian Fisk was one of the founders of the Garden Club in Santa Fe. They were lucky enough to have the design advice and input of their very good friend, Jagan Mean, and people can still see the influence that he had on this whole building process.
Mm-hmm.
It was just always rooted in Santa Fe and the way that Santa Feans live, and it continued to be that. In the 1960s, one of Santa Fe's well-known gallery owners was one of the owners of this house, and they added the gallery and the guest casita at the time. And then the current owners bought it in 1998 and decided not only to remodel but to restore to its sort of best, most optimum style. this home, and they had the help of Sharon Woods in doing that. It was completely redone in 1999. The guest casita was taken in. It's all one coherent space now. Adobe, hard trowel, diamond plaster walls, wonderful finishes, radiant heat, evaporative cooling, 5 bedrooms, 5.5 baths. It harks back to the garden club days in that they planted 120 trees and plants. There are fruit trees. The peonies and the poppies are blooming now. The aspens are blowing in the wind. It's fabulous.
Yeah, it's magical. And Steve Reiman of Fidelity National Title, as you remember, last summer I did a remote broadcast from the Parade of Homes winning property, mm-hmm. and that was actually Sharon's estate or her own house.
Right.
And so we're very familiar with her as a developer here in town, the fine work that she's done, and this is a great example.
Absolutely top of the line. This is one of those properties with enormously wonderful old bones. You can walk in and get the sense this is a newly remodeled, newly finished, impeccable property. But somewhere down the hallway, you get this sense of history back to the 30s when it was originally purchased and built. And you have that old bone sort of support and feel with nothing but marvelous flagstone and plaster and impeccable finishes. This is a great place to be.
Yeah. And later on in the show, Roxanne's going to come back with her co-listing partner, Casey Martin, and we're going to talk about some of the interior of this house. We'll do sort of a walkthrough as if you are a buyer ready to put a contract on this. Abigail Davidson, I know you need to go. Broker with Sotheby's International Realty. Got a little click in my ear here. I don't know what that means. Gino Thompson may be signaling to me. Anyway, I know you need to go. Thank you for your commentary, Roxanne Apple. I'll have you come back in a little bit. Gino Thompson, my producer, if you can hear me, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. And when we come back, we're actually going to feature an interview with Mike Plant, the co-managing partner of Canyon Ridge Ranch Conservation Development. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a live remote broadcast from a beautiful estate property right here off of Hyde Park Road. We are at 930 Cerro de la Paz. This is an extraordinary property. Steve Reiman of Fidelity National Title is my co-host with me today. My color commentator is always in. We've decided that this is a place that we want to move into. We just don't have quite the funds and the checkbook to do it, but we encourage anyone out there that wants to see one of Santa Fe's extraordinary estate properties to please come and join us right now here at 930 Cerro de la Paz. Before I go into a conversation, hopefully Gino's going to give me a cue on that. Steve, you want to actually tell the listeners about Santa Fe Trust, don't
you? One of our good friends, one of Santa Fe's well-regarded institutions, Santa Fe Trust, New Mexico's largest independent trust company. Santa Fe Trust offers a full range of products and services, including personal, custodial, life insurance, special needs, and charitable lead trusts, as well as private foundation administration. For all information, we suggest you call the CEO of Santa Fe Trust, Kathy Roberts, and her team of professionals at 984-2700. That's 984-2700. And let Santa Fe Trust assist you with your own real estate planning and estate planning needs.
And that was very good, Steve. And as you know, last week I did a live remote broadcast from children and teens, fine arts for children and teens for our two-year anniversary. And Santa Fe Trust sponsored that remote broadcast. It was a great way to celebrate our two-year anniversary. Anyway, Gino, are we all set with Mike Plant?
Yeah, we do. Mike Plant on the line.
Oh, very good. Thanks so much. Mike, we're doing a little experiment today. You are a guinea pig. This is Mike Plant, the co-managing partner of the very unique Canyon Ridge Ranch Conservation Development in Chama, New Mexico. Among other notable titles, Mike is also the executive vice president of the Atlanta Braves baseball team. And I guess, Mike, I could say that we're coming into the summer schedule, but the team's doing pretty well. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, nice to talk to you, Ray and Steve. And the name of the game for many decades, certainly recent decades, is pitching. And our pitching has certainly been a big plus for us. And that's why we got the second best win totals in the National League. And hopefully the bats will come around quick here, too.
Well put. And the reason I said you were a guinea pig is we have a brand new phone system, Mike, that involves some technology that Gino and I have been playing with, and you are the guinea pig. You are the very first person that we're making a call out on using this new system, so hopefully you'll be on the line with us throughout. Well, what I want to do, Mike, is, you know, you were just up at Canyon Ridge and Chama. Why don't you give the listeners sort of a summary of what this great ranch conservation development is all about and sort of tell us what you saw when you were up there last month.
Well, again, I think we've talked in the past, and it'll continue to be our mission and certainly our vision, and that's to really do the least development to the best development, and that's why we're putting almost 4,000 acres of this beautiful place into a permanent conservation easement, and I think that really speaks volumes for the priority that we made when we came up with this concept 5 years ago, and that's to protect as much land, the wildlife, the habitat, and make sure that that's a priority for not only us but those 81 other people that are going to enjoy it for not only their lifetime but I'm sure generations beyond that.
Yeah, you and your partner Steve Ziegler are fully committed to this and are proud owners of your own lots up there, and I suspect if you could have your choice you would retire at Canyon Ridge at some point, right?
Well, yeah, my plan is with my wife, we made a pretty good deal that she grew up in Louisville, Kentucky. We'll spend 5-6 months a year there, and the other 5-6 months will be Canyon Ridge. So we definitely are going to be there for certainly the rest of our lifetime. I've just got to get a little bit more of this baseball itch out of my stomach.
There you go. Well, and the Atlanta Braves are delighted that you still have that feeling, that little itchy feeling going on with them for sure. You are an attribute to that organization. Steve Riemann of Fidelity National Title was actually going to come up with me last month, Steve, or Mike. We had a rained-out game, so to speak, that you had more rain in Chama in the last more than in the last 20 years. So a tour that we were going to take, we just couldn't do it, so we were going to try to reschedule that. Steve, you want to talk for a minute about your observations? We went up there in the fall of Canyon Ridge.
It is the place to hunt, fish, recreate, relax, marvelous views, marvelous conservation easement to allow the residents there to enjoy some great gaming, just a wonderful respite in the world, a great place to go to, and a great place to buy a lot.
Well, yeah, and again, the credit to you, Mike, and your partner, Steve Ziegler, for putting those 4,000 acres in conservation. That is really an amazing thing with a total of 6,000 acres in the development. What motivated you to do that, Mike?
I think I've just had a love of not only the West, but also just preserving the land, as we know, and the population growth and the resources that we have. We continue to deplete, and I just know that there's enough like-minded people like myself, and fortunately, for Canyon Ridge, it's not going to be many that are going to be able to enjoy that. And if you look at 4,000 acres in the mountains, I always tell people, take an iron and flatten it out. It's really about 8,000 acres because when they calculate the acres, they don't take the elevation into consideration. So it's just something that I think there's people that will have an appreciation and enjoyment for a long time. So.
And one of the things, Mike, that you and I have talked about, and this is so important, is that you and Steve have put quite a bit of an investment into building the infrastructure in one of the four tracks there. And, frankly, if someone wanted to build a house tomorrow, they could start doing it, correct?
They can. The first 24 lots, if you look on the website, and that spans, you know, almost 2 miles, The ditches are being dug as we speak, the power, the phone loom, and all the final water distribution, those first 24 lots will be finished in about the next 2 months. So those 24 lots are ready to start building on.
I'd like to end this little conversation, Mike, and let you, I know you're busy, you got the team to worry about today and all the other things going on in your life, but we're going to try to schedule some tours up at Canyon Ridge, maybe one this summer and certainly one in the fall. And you want to talk about what you see, your vision of what people can actually experience when they go up there for this kind of a tour?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the things we finalized, Ray, when we were up there a couple of weeks ago, is now you take a map, you take a three-page kind of description document, and if you know how to do a treasure hunt, then that you can follow it very well. There's a lot of great signage. We've marked all the trails. And you know, if you have an entire day, it'll be a day you'll never forget because there's just such majestic and beautiful views and just unique places to go to. Take your fishing rod, get some fish, and I'd really encourage people, if they had a chance to spend the night up there, one of our outfitter cabins is now completely finished. It's a spectacular place, and it's pretty, got a lot of modern creature comforts, toilet and shower and all that good stuff. So I think people would really have a great time.
Well, you've given me an idea. I'm going to have a bidding war going on among the brokers, those lucky people that want to stay at that outrigger cabin when we take a tour up there. Mike, actually, we've got some brokers from Santa Fe who made the trip up today. They're a car full of them. Actually, they're touring Canyon Ridge, and hopefully they'll come back and help spread the word. I want to thank you for being on the show, Mike Plant, and if you want more information about Canyon Ridge, please go to our website, discovercanyonridge.com. Again, that's discovercanyonridge.com. You can also call me, Ray Post, at 505-989-8900, and I'd be happy to arrange a tour of this exceptional ranch community for you. Mike, enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Thanks a lot for being on the show, and I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, gentlemen. Good talking to you.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, Gino, come back on the mic for a second. That worked pretty well, didn't it? That was the first time we did that.
We pulled it off, Ray.
All right, well, very good. My producer extraordinaire. And it sounded okay, Braden, to you? Braden, the technician over here, I'm talking to him. He doesn't hear me over there. Anyway, Steve, we're going to take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're actually going to invite some other special guests to join us, Annie O'Carroll, the famous interior designer. And then we have a special interview segment with Judy Balch and Mark French of First National Bank of Santa Fe. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
At 1260 KTRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a fabulous live remote broadcast from 930 Cerro de la Paz. Just take Hyde Park Road, make a left on Gonzales Road, and then a left on Cerro de la Paz, and come over to 930. This is a terrific, exceptional estate, one of the finest estates in Santa Fe. And to help sort of underscore that, I want to introduce the well-known interior designer, Annie O'Carroll. As always, Annie, it's great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Ray.
Now, you're familiar with very special properties in Santa Fe, and I suspect that you would agree with me that this one is right up there at the top of the list.
It really is. Before we talk about all the attributes of the house, mm-hmm. I always sort of like to talk about my first impressions, and this property to me was about discovery. You have no idea behind the wall fence that this house is existing. It's absolutely amazing discovery, layers of discovery, the gate, the pathway up to the house, the fountain at the entry, the front door. It's just sort of layers and layers, and going through the house and then into the gardens and to see the beautiful view. So that's what hit me really first. And until Roxanne told me that there was an addition, I would not have guessed that there was any remodeling done to this property or anything added on. It really is quite seamless.
It is, which is, I think, a real credit to Sharon Woods and her ability in that area. And you've worked with Sharon on many occasions, I know. Well, you know, put your interior design eyes on again and tell me, the current owners have done an exceptional job with furnishing this place and making it pop. And, of course, it's always tricky to say to someone, well, maybe this is something else they could do. But, I mean, as an interior designer, what tweaking might you do if you were going to buy this property?
Well, I think that, number one, when you move into this house, there's absolutely nothing that you need to do. Nothing. It's perfect. What I love about it is you could come to this house and really do a tour of the doors, because the mix of materials that are authentic Southwest materials are done so beautifully. And there is quite a few different kinds of materials in this house, from the flagstone and the vigas. It looks like there's some standing dead wood. There's some antique beams. There's some latias. But the way that it's the mix of materials in this particular house, to me, that makes it so special and very harmonious. And it has a hacienda feel to me in terms of the way that the rooms wrap around the entrance. I think any art collector, it's a beautiful house to display art. I think that it lends itself to either contemporary or traditional Southwest furnishings. Uh-huh. So I think it's an opportunity to really put a stamp on it in many different directions. And Sharon does such a beautiful job at that,
yeah.
You know, making things very livable, but also using traditional materials.
You know, Steve Riemann of Fidelity National Title, Annie O'Carroll, I mean, the three of us, we've done these things on a number of occasions, but she is so good at describing those interior design elements in any property.
She has an element of romance in her speech that just speaks to those wonderful blue eyes that she also has. Every time I do, I sort of swoon when I listen to Annie's descriptions of property. You just make it adorable.
As I knew, I would do this pitch to Mr. Riemann, and he would hit it out of the park, and he did it one more time. Well, Annie, before I let you go, any last thoughts? You know, one observation I have, if I interrupted you, I ask you a question, I interrupt you, is our landscape design friend Thomas Williams would love the way that this thing moves from the interior to the exterior, this beautiful landscaping here. As an interior designer, that also is something you think about for your clients as well.
Yes, and, you know, the fact about this home is it's been here for such a long time that the gardens are very mature. So it's just really beautiful, and I would say that it's rare that you have an occasion to view a home like this, and if you have some time today, come and see this beautiful home.
Yeah.
It's remarkable.
Well, as always, thank you, Annie O'Carroll, for your very useful observations. And if you want to contact Annie for your own interior design needs, please go to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com, and then go right to the Annie O'Carroll logo. Thanks, Annie, for being on the show, and enjoy the rest of your Sunday, okay?
Thanks, Ray.
All right, talk to you soon.
Thank you.
While we're sort of waiting for our good friends from First National Bank to come over here and take their position at the table, I want to tell you about the Westgate Property LLC, the multi-tenant commercial property and homeowner association management company, which is hosting a major homeowner and condo association seminar, which is free and open to the public on Sunday, June 26th. The seminar will be held at the Hotel Santa Fe, located at 1501 Paseo de Peralta, and will begin with registration at 11:30 a.m., followed by a live remote broadcast at noon of all things real estate. Now, I will be interviewing a number of homeowner and condo association experts during the show, including Representative Mimi Stewart, Association Management Professional Tom Simon, and Kim Shanahan of the Santa Fe Area Home Builders Association, and several other specialists. The radio show will be followed at 1 p.m. with a seminar featuring these experts who will speak to every issue that relates to condo and homeowner associations. There will also be a question and answer period with the panelists and those attending the seminar from the public. Lunch and refreshments will be served. Again, this is all free. And there will actually be a drawing for some fabulous gifts. So mark your calendar for Sunday, June 26th for this free and very important homeowner and condo association seminar beginning at 11:30 at the Hotel Santa Fe. For more information and to actually register, what you need to do, you have to call Westgate Properties at 995-3134. That's 995-3134. I look forward to having you join us there at the Hotel Santa Fe on the 26th of June. I now want to welcome with my color commentator, Steve Riemann, the very talented folks from First National Bank of Santa Fe, Judy Balch, who is the Vice President and Manager for Mortgage Lending, and Mark French, the Senior Vice President and Manager for Custom Banking. Again, they are with this very well-regarded institution here in Santa Fe. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
First National Bank is an institution that people in northern New Mexico have turned to for many years, and Steve Riemann of Fidelity National Title, I'm sure, has handled countless settlements involving your institution. But why don't you, Mark, start out by giving us a little background about the heritage of the bank here in the community and also your role in private banking and wealth management.
Thank you, Ray. It's a real honor and a pleasure to be here today with a true gentleman, the great announcer, and your stand-up comic, Steve Riemann.
He is.
I've been with First National Bank for 27 years. That's just a pittance compared to the heritage of this bank. First National was chartered in 1870. It currently has 7 banking office locations in Santa Fe, 1 in El Dorado, 2 in Albuquerque, and 1 in Denver. We have private banking services, we have trust services, we have wealth management services, along with commercial lending and mortgage services as well. And Judy will take a portion of this, these few minutes, to tell you what's new and improved in our mortgage department and what we can do to finance a wonderful property such as the one we're at today.
Well, and that's a good summary, and maybe with that, Judy, I'm going to ask you, and Mark, you can chime in too before we get into the issues associated with mortgage lending and what your institution does. What do you think of this house?
Oh, I'll go first, Ray. It is fabulous. I've been up here one other time, and I just can't say enough about it. Everyone should come out and see it. I can describe it two ways. It's peaceful, and it's very livable. You can come in and just feel at home in this house. I just love sitting out on this patio and just looking out. You feel like you're just the world is way far away, even though it's just right down the hill.
Yeah, and Mark, you said it was a fabulous property. Any other thoughts?
Well, I appreciate Roxanne's invite up. We came up here earlier, and so I've had the opportunity to see it twice. And there's just a fluidness about this house. Anywhere you're standing, you can kind of feel what this house is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Annie described it in great form when she spoke on the interior design of this. But the history involved in this is just incredible.
Steve Riemann of Fidelity National Title. I want to turn back to our guest here, Judy Walsh, the Vice President of Mortgage Lending Manager at First National Bank. Steve, I wanted to sort of get into a little dialogue with Judy about some of the products that First National Bank offers, things that you're very familiar with when you settle on a property, which doesn't happen all the time as significant as this one. You can jump in any point, Steve, but Judy, I wanted to ask you, there's one product that fits the profile, unless it's a cash buyer, which we always love to see, but for someone who would buy this property, jumbo loans would be sort of the product to go with, right?
Right, Ray. That's the product that they would go with for this gorgeous home. It would be a jumbo product. And First National Bank, about a year ago, rolled out their brand-new portfolio jumbo product that is just would be perfect for the buyers of this property. It's a hybrid ARM, so that means that we have a 3, 5, or 7-1 ARM, which is fixed for 3, 5, or 7 years before it adjusts. And in this climate, just like Andrew was saying, with the conforming loans for jumbo and especially for adjustable ARMs, this would be the perfect way for someone to go. They definitely are. The interest rates are low for jumbo loans right now, very low. They could get into something like this on a 5-1 ARM for around 5%, which is excellent in this market. And you know, the type of buyer that we'd be looking for, they would be very savvy as
sure.
to a jumbo product, and this would what would make it a fit.
Steve Riemann of Fidelity National Title, are you seeing those kind of jumbo loan products in some of the settlements you've been handling lately?
Actually not, Ray. That's a very unique product. Being as it's, wholesaled at the bank or kept in their portfolio, they have some real good discretion in terms of being able to offer those loans and make them fit for the consumer each time out. It's not a product you see widely in the market, and frankly, I think it's an overlooked product that people need to avail themselves of. It's a good product.
Yeah. We always like to do this on the show, Judy, and that is we ask our guests, we put them on the spot, and Steve Riemann and I do this, we say, put your crystal ball hat on for a moment. And in mortgage lending, this is probably the one question you get more from consumers than anything else. Where are interest rates going to go? So I'm going to ask you like I'm one of those kind of people.
Good question. And I wish I had the answer. I believe that we're going to see low rates for a while longer into the fall and into the end of the year, basically because it's been such a bumpy road the past 2 to 3 years, and the market is still struggling. We're not in a recovery period across the United States, so I think that will keep the rates driven down some. But there will come a time that they're going to go up. So I believe now is the time to buy a home, and especially this gorgeous, beautiful home, and use that extra cash for something else, another investment, and finance the property here with First National Bank of Santa Fe. And for anyone else out there, now's the time, I think, for people to be shopping.
Yeah. We've got about a minute before we take a break, Mark. I want to give you a little bit more time to take that extra money that Judy was talking about and give it to you as a private wealth management banker. What would someone do with the products you have to offer?
We have unlimited products. We like to say that we can do anything that any large brokerage house can do. We have the sophistication and facilities and the people that can take care of your money. We also have an insurance company, so we think we can take care of you in a one-stop shop type atmosphere, and we would look forward to doing that here at First National. One thing I did not mention is we are the oldest bank in the Southwest, and we're locally owned and operated. And doing that and being that way, we have an opportunity to take care of you. You know us. We know you on a one-to-one basis.
Right. Well, I'll let Steve Riemann say the closing couple of words here before we go to a break here. You guys have worked together on many occasions, I'm sure. Steve, how is it working with these folks from First National?
We sure have, and this is a First National Bank folks who top the line, really are. They are honest, forthright, hardworking professionals. They're going to be here for a long time. Mark is beginning to show the signs of that.
In a distinguished way.
Oh, in a very distinguished way, yes. They've just got good, solid people. I know a number of them personally. Julia Rose, Jenny Lynn's a friend of mine. Congratulations, she's getting married to Roger. Judy and Anna Tappi over there at the Mortgage Processing Department. You have first-class quality folks who are in it to do an outstanding job on behalf of your client, and that is sometimes overlooked in the world. You folks continue to maintain a real solid reputation, solid performance, excellent people. Congratulations, First National.
Well, great testimonial will go out on Judy Balch and Mark French. Thanks so much for being on All Things Real Estate today and for offering some very good commentary for our listeners, okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Steve.
Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue and go to our famous Open House of the Week segment. Stay tuned.
KTRC.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a live remote broadcast from 930 Cerro de la Paz, which is right off of Hyde Park Road. Take that and then take a left on Gonzales and then go right onto a left onto Cerro de la Paz. Follow the Sotheby International Realty signs right to this magnificent estate, which is one of the best properties, I think, in all of Santa Fe. And by the sound of that music, you know that we have actually reached our Open House of the Week segment that's brought to us by our good friends, the professionals at Wynn Home Inspections. And, of course, we are doing this live remote as our Open House of the Week segment. I want to re-invite to the table Roxanne Apple and her colleague, Casey Martin. Casey and Roxanne are actually listing this beautiful property. And sort of in the equal time frame kind of thing, Casey, I want to give you a chance to talk about this beautiful property that you've been listing. First of all, again, I asked Abigail Davidson earlier to take her broker hat off and just talk like a civilian. This is a pretty amazing property. You're a very well-respected broker here in town. You've seen a lot of properties. This is one of the best, isn't it?
I really believe so, Ray. I think a few things I'd like to touch on that I think any civilian would notice coming into the property. It's, first of all, the chef's kitchen. There's an incredible kitchen in this house. For anyone who likes to cook, it's absolutely outstanding. There's a garden that's quite amazing as well, where you have beds that are raised where you can grow tomatoes, cucumbers, lettuces, fruit trees, grapevines. Amazing for that person who's really looking to cook. Gigantic island. There is a huge restaurant-grade Wolf Range that has a griddle, and for the real chefs in the crowd, a salamander, not to be confused with the reptile, but it is a high-quality broiler used in many restaurants, allows for very quick and consistent cooking. So anyway, there's that. There's double Miele dishwashers on either side of the sink. So for the chef, this is really inviting. I can tell you that we've had several people who have looked at this property that have just been wowed by the kitchen, especially people that know anything about cooking. So that's a really huge aspect. There's also, we have not touched on the fact that there's water rights with this property. We have a well here. And for all the 8 acres of property that you're going to be irrigating, it's really nice to have that. There's also city water, of course, so that you'll never be cut off. But there's a 12,000-gallon holding tank that will allow you to make sure that your grounds are always lush and that you...
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know. Anyway, yeah. Also single level, very few stairs in the house, and very lush and private. As Roxanne has often said, this property has reflected the passion and taste of its past owners, and it's looking for a new one to come in. and make it to its next level of something new.
And Roxanne, I think maybe you wanted to sort of give a little more history too about the actual listing process that you've had with this house.
Well, this house was on the market several years ago for $1 million more. It's now at $3,495,000.
Mm-hmm.
There was interest then, and it was almost sold. And at the last minute, as happens in this day and time, the buyer decided not to come to Santa Fe.
Uh huh.
And it was taken off market. It's been relisted now.
Yeah, but at this price point, which again we should mention is $3,495, right?
Yeah.
That's still per square foot is an amazing price. Is it $480? Am I quoting that correctly?
Which would be impossible to reproduce.
You could
this
not
level
do it.
Of
with,
finish.
I mean, well,
really
yes.
Would.
I mean, there would be no way of doing it financially, as well as finding anybody who could do it just from the standpoint of a developer. Correct.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, it has two separately deeded lots here, which is wonderful. But the current owners entertain in small groups and large parties. They're active in the community. They have their family here. Everything here is incredibly easy and comfortable, but of the top quality.
Yeah.
So it's just it's a great feeling.
Steve Reiman of Fidelity National Title, have you seen very many properties? We don't want to diss anybody else's property, but it would be hard to find one.
Go ahead. Please diss.
Well, I won't diss anybody else because I love all the homes.
Yeah, you do.
But this is spectacular. No question about it. The privacy that the gardens and the trees create, the finishes inside. You just want to absolutely park yourself in a hammock out here and take yourself a nap and start living here right away. It's just... regardless of its detail and finishes and top of the line, it's also just so comfortable, so peaceful, fun. I'm having a great time here.
And Roxanne, you want to say them, but I want to ask you a question,
yeah.
too. And that is, I don't know how many estates with 8 acres this close to downtown actually exist. I mean, that's the one thing that I find extraordinary.
Well, that's a statistic I don't have at my fingertips, but there aren't many, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, but you were going to say something.
Well, I was going to say, Steve seems to be our party animal, and I don't know if he's noticed that off of the master, which faces Sun and Moon Mountain in the downtown area of Southwest, there is a private enclosed deck with a hot tub that overlooks Santa Fe.
I bet he saw it. He's holding off.
Actually, hold my towel for a minute, and I'll tell you the rest of the story.
But, Casey, you were going to say something.
Yeah, there's one more thing I want to mention, too. Roxanne mentioned earlier in the show that Jerry Peters had been a one-time owner of this property. Obviously, one can imagine there's a spectacular art gallery. For anyone who's a major art collector, there is plenty of wall space, beautiful walls, and obviously Jerry would do it upright, and our clients just enhance it even more. So for anyone with an art collection, great house for displaying art. Really fabulous.
And you've referenced this to Roxanne about the outdoor entertainment area. Lots of party possibilities, or just with your family or extended family with friends and that. But this has the capability of actually serving as a great venue for big parties.
Oh, it has hosted several, and the lawn is very green right now, but I've seen it covered with people with glasses in their hands, toasting sunsets, and just the pleasure of living in Santa Fe, a place like this.
Well, we got a couple of minutes here before we have to go out on the show. Ladies, any last thoughts you want to give about this property?
Tell them where we're sitting and about this portal.
Yeah,
that
Casey, this is a fabulous location for a remote broadcast.
Yeah, we're on a very deep portal right now. The portal has skylights in it, which is really nice. So you're deep, so it keeps out the sun, but you're still getting natural light coming in. There's over 1,500 square feet of portals around the property. The house is a little over 7,000 square feet, which, again, seems big, but this is a great house. You've got a lot of outdoor covered space, so any time of the year, even in the winter, the spring, the summer, you're going to be living outside in and around this property and really having a great time.
Mm-hmm. And for anyone that maybe can't make the open house today, though, we encourage everyone to come again to 930 Cerro de la Paz. You'd be missing out on this fabulous property, being able to spend some quality time with Casey Martin and Roxanne Apple. But Roxanne, for anyone who can't make it today, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you? Because this is by appointment, correct?
It's by appointment only, but you can always reach me through the Sotheby's or my cell phone is listed on the signs at 660-5998.
Mm-hmm.
Feel free to call me. It's easy to show.
Thank you so much for having us today. And, Steve, I want to talk to you for about another minute or so before we go out of the program here. Again, we've done a lot of these remote broadcasts, almost 30 now. Since last year, and another 20 on the horizon. So I think this one ranks right up there, not only a beautiful setting, but a beautiful day, considering all the challenges we've had with weather of late.
Absolutely. I think we hit, we turned the corner at June 1st, and all of a sudden we arrived at that wonderful time of year that we enjoy here in Santa Fe. You know, we're seeing a lot of, obviously, asphodelity when we're closing with our clients, sellers and buyers. We like to talk not only about the legalities and the technicalities of a transaction, we like to talk about the history of the homes. And I find that people are becoming more and more attracted to homes, not just because of the quote-unquote house itself, but the history of the property, the families of the property. All you have to know, one of the things about this house is that it's an old Fisk home. And the Fisk family was here. I operated the company here in town for a couple of years out of a Fisk property. They have tremendous heritage, tremendous feel. And it's not just a house. This is a heritage of families, fun, children laughing. You just get that historical feel that these properties are indeed much more than just adobe and plaster, that their families, their heritages, their lifetimes. For someone looking to get positioned for the future of their families and the future of their heritage, My, what a wonderful place to start it or to create it or to take it to the next level than in this house right here.
That's why I always like to give it to Steve Riemann. He is poetic. At the end of the show, I want to thank Roxanne Apple, Casey Martin, and Abigail Davidson for hosting this terrific open house today, and I invite you to stop by 930 Cerro de la Paz and take a tour of this magnificent estate property. Thank you, Steve Riemann, as always, for co-hosting the show. Gino Thompson, my producer, as well as Braden, my technician, as well as Kate, Debbie, and John at Sotheby's International Realty. Thanks for giving us a terrific program today. Thank you for tuning into the show today, and please let me know if I can help you at all with your own real estate. And join me next Sunday at 6 Plano Arbolito off of Tano Road West for another remote broadcast. So until next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.
News and progressive talk for Santa Fe. Talk.